Like I said, you have the Belgian Confession there. The second part of article number 37, the last article in the Belgian Confession on the Last Judgment. Let us read responsibly. And therefore, the consideration of this judgment is justly terrible and dreadful to the wicked and ungodly, but most desirable and comfortable to the righteous and elect, because then their full deliverance shall be perfected, and there they shall receive the fruits of their labor and trouble which they have borne. Their innocence shall be known to all, and they shall see the terrible vengeance which God shall execute on the wicked, who most cruelly persecuted, oppressed, and tormented them in this world, and who shall be convicted by the testimony of their own consciences, and shall become immortal, but only to be tormented in eternal fire, which is prepared for the devil and his angels. On the contrary, faithful and elect shall be crowned with glory and honor, and the Son of God will confess their names before God, his Father, and his elect angels. All tears shall be wiped from their eyes, and their cause, which is now condemned by many judges and magistrates as heretical and impious, will then be known to be the cause of the Son of God. And for a gracious reward, the Lord will cause them to possess such a glory as never entered into the heart of man to conceive. Therefore, we expect that great day with the most ardent desire, to the end that we may fully enjoy the promises of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And so we come to the end of the year, and we come to the end of our studies this year in the Belgic Confession of Faith, and the Last Judgment is that final chapter. It's a judgment that should be looked upon as a warning for those in Adam, as described here in the first part, that there is the wrath of God is real and the curse of God is real. And so it should take cause us to understand and fear God. There's a healthy fear of God, receiving a warning to come. But notice also it says on the contrary, there's a comfort too. Because of our glory in Christ, our position in Christ, we have comfort to know that he who's begun a good work will complete it. There is a blessing. There is an honor. There is something that we look forward to. That statement about the wiping away of all tears from their eyes. The statement concerning the gracious rewards that God will cause us to receive and possess in glory. Now, I was reading yesterday in Revelation chapter 21, the description of the new heavens and the new earth and the Jerusalem coming down from heaven and all of the beauty and the glory that is revealed there. And at the very end of the book of Revelation, what is the last statement? Come quickly, Lord Jesus. May you come and may these things that you have promised be fulfilled. And that is our promise, and that is our response as well. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.